open up your heart and let that hate out.
It's called negative art, you know what I'm saying? Where black is white and white is black, you know what I mean? It's kind of a meta-ma, you know what I'm saying? Hit it, T.
Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy.
I am the message. Save your generation.
You are now listening to Save Your Generation on the Bill Radio Network.
Alright, let's give this a try here tonight. It is Wednesday. It is 7 p.m. on the Eastern Time Zone. And that means it's time for Save Your Generation on Revere Radio Network. Thank you so much for tuning in. Another week. I didn't know if I was going to be in here this week. I said last week I wasn't going to be, and here I am. So, what's today? The 18th day of April. It's been a absolutely crazy month. We're going to talk about all the stuff that's been going on. You know what I'm talking about. There's been IMIS. There's been the new Columbine. There's been a whole bunch of stuff going on. How is all this happening at once? What's going on here? Let's get into that tonight. If you didn't hear the shows last week on Revere, I made a call into a couple of them. Maybe if I can find the archives for that, then, you know, I'll play some clips from that, but the archives now, finding them on Revere is absolutely impossible with all these new websites. Hopefully, all the hosts will get their stuff together, myself included, because it's obviously not together, but I'll find the archives, I'll play some of that, because it was very interesting debates we had last week. If you didn't pay attention to Friday Night Fight Club, well, you need to tune in on Fridays and Wednesdays and Mondays and Tuesdays and Thursdays and every day of the week, but let's start this show off right with a nice song. I don't usually do this anymore. But, this new album is so good. I played a track off it last week. See, some other people are starting to pick up on it, too. I heard it on some of the other shows because it is a great album. Some of these people have been going to see shows since they were, like, 12 years old. I'm not going to call anybody out on that. It's not to be ashamed about. Okay, man, let's just listen to this song off the new album, Year Zero.
Should get where you belong. Everything you know is wrong.
Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God. Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live, and move, and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring.
Now get you what they told ya.
Stop doing what the Babylonian beast machine tells you to do. Listen to Save Your Generation. Now in its all-new time, 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights on RevereRadio.net.
Save Your Generation, pulling you from the flames of hell since 2006.
Burn! Burn! Yes, you're gonna burn! Go to 1, 2...
Welcome back to the worldwide home of free speech. You're listening to Save Your Generation. It's Wednesday night, April 18th, and tonight we're going to talk about some really important things. And that's what that little passage there was about. I hope you paid attention to it, because it was a little segue to what we're going to be speaking about tonight. A lot of people claim faith in the Bible, but a lot of people do not follow or do not understand a lot of the concepts that are written in the Bible. So I played this little sample over that God-given, because, hey, it's God-given. That's what Trent's trying to tell you. That's what he's talking about right here. A lot of people don't get that. A lot of people listen to a lot of music. They don't know. They don't know what it's saying. A little bit, a lot of bit, you know. But in this specific passage, the reason why I play this, because it starts, it's saying, I wasn't going to break it all down, but it's so relevant to what we're going to be discussing. So I thought, you know, maybe I'll play it, people will hear it, and then get it. But I'm just going to spell it out for everybody here. It says, this is in Acts 17, so go get your Go to Bible.com, do whatever you do to look up your Bible stuff. Go to Acts 17, let's start at verse 23. Alright, and it says, For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I passed by and I saw you giving your, you know, your, what you think is giving praise to God. And it says, I passed by and beheld your devotions, found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God. Now, that's very interesting. To the unknown God, would that be a mystery? Is this a mystery we're talking about here? The unknown God, is that the God that everybody in the corporate world, the corporate church system is worshiping? Mystery Babylon, the unknown God. They don't even call him his name. They have no idea who he is. It's the unknown God, and here he's telling you about it. So let's go. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship. You're very ignorant in worshiping this unknown God. It says it right there. That's not my words. This is the true creator telling you what you are. You are ignorantly worship. Him declare I unto you. Yahweh that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Elohim of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, nor is worshiped with men's hands. Now, think about where people go to worship. In temples made with hands. And it's telling you right here, that's not where he is. You're not going to find him in there. But still people, no, I'm just going to go to church every Sunday because that's where I'm going to find him. This unknown God. Seeing that he is not, it's so funny because it's right in there, but they've never actually read a Bible, so they don't understand these concepts. And it's right there in front of them. That's what's so crazy about everything. Everything that's happening in the media right now, everything is right out in the open. If you actually will just read and find out about things. But, okay, so let's continue reading. Neither is worship with men's hands. Could that be like rosaries, maybe? Isn't that what you do? You do your little prayers with that little thing? You're worshiping with your hands? No. He needed nothing. Why? Because he has given life to all. That's what it says right there. And in verse 26, and hath made of one blood all nations. And that's the most important thing that we're going to be discussing tonight.
Acts 17 verse 26, and hath made of one blood all nations. That means white, black, yellow, orange, green, nematode, brown, whatever. Every human nation, all nations of men, one blood, making us what? All related. Everyone is the same. And that's basically what we're going to be getting into tonight. So, all right, where should we begin? I guess we'll go right to the clips. I was able to find the clip from the Robert Revere show last Friday. The one from Loop Radio, though, it's not up there. Come on, Rasta, get on that. But I called in to both of those shows because they were having such good conversations. Everybody was talking about the whole IMUS thing, and I hadn't really given it much consideration because I try to stay away from what's in the mainstream media for the most part because, number one, I don't want to get infuriated by it. I sometimes get very angry and very heated, if you can't tell from the RevereRadio.net message boards. Sometimes stuff just gets me really angry, and I just, I feel like lashing out at the television or anything. But I decided to just listen about this IMUS thing, and Sonny Crack, while at first I was of the thinking that most people who listen to Revere are, like, I'm for total free speech, say what you want, you know, we can disagree, but I still stand up for your right to say it. But as I listened to Sonny Crack, what he was saying, who's a host on Revere, if you haven't ever heard it, you should listen. He's had a show missing for a while, but I hope he's going to be back, because while I disagree with some of the stuff he says, not all the time. The only thing I ever really disagree with him about is the women thing, but that's, you know, maybe in a different lifetime I would have agreed with the stuff he was saying, but now, you know, I kind of see women differently ever since I had a little baby girl, and that's what he was saying, and that's what kind of changed the way I felt about the whole thing. What he was saying, if you didn't hear the show, I'm going to play a little clip from when I called in, but he was saying that if he had a daughter and IMUS had said that about them, then it would be, and that's how I feel, it would be on, because it wasn't the fact to me, it wasn't the fact that they called him nappy headed, because that to me, that's not something like a diss to anyone. I don't know why they would be dissed about that. Talks about being nappy headed in the Bible. Maybe I'll bust out those verses a little later. Yeah, it talks about that. You don't know where. It was mapped out a couple weeks ago in a clip from a movie that I played, if you paid attention to that show, but I'll go over it again. But the part that really got me was the fact they called them hoes, and I know in rap music and everything else, hoes is no big deal, but I think the reason IMUS was called out on this is because they're using it to pass legislation. I think that anybody can see that. I think that's pretty much goes without saying right now. Why was IMUS sacrificed? There's something very interesting that I learned while researching all this that I revealed on Loop Radio that I guess I'll tell to everyone on my show tonight as well. Maybe I'll just play the Rob Revere clip first, and then that'll lead into everything else. Maybe I'll play parts of it, and then you can go listen to it in the archives. Rob's archives are right there, so go check that out if you want to hear this in the entirety, but I'm just going to play parts of it, and then, yeah, let's do that.
Last night when I had Tex Mars on, we were, Tex Mars was bashing the Jews.
Tex Mars!
So listen to this. The Jews are white people, aren't they? Revere Radio Network, you're live on the air.
Jews are not white people. Those are called Ashkenazi Jews, which are not true Jews. They are not true Hebrews. They are not Semitic.
There we go. We finally got a black motherfucker on the line that's
going to... That motherfucker ain't black!
I gotta stop that for a second, because I didn't hear Rob say that the first time. That is hilarious. All right, let's keep going, because who knows? Am I? Am I not? Do I sound black? I don't think I sound black, but Sonny thinks I sound black. You know, sometimes I do get like a little black in my voice. When I get really passionate and start talking about something that I really know about, I get kind of into it. So I start getting my, you know, my J-Rock on. But it's funny because that Ashkenazi Jew thing is something that I didn't really know about until I listened to AD the Wanted Man show. He has a really good show. And it's unfortunate that the very next thing I said was a diss on him. So I guess we'll continue with this clip. I know. It's funny. First, I give him props by talking about something that I learned on his show.
then right after that, I kind of just, you know, dissed them. And it wasn't a bad diss. It was just because I know that people read the message boards and then just get their information from that and don't bother to go look out and find out about other things. And what I was saying basically was that what this guy on the message board, 2B, who I think is one of the, I won't go there on him, but disinfo. When you're saying something that's not true, but you're spouting it to everyone and they believe it as truth, that's called disinformation. That's disinfo. That's the number one, that's the textbook definition of disinformation. You're giving out something that you want people to think is true. It's not true. So then they've been disinformed now. But let's continue with this because it's a very interesting conversation we have with Sonny and Rob.
Jews are not white people. Those are called Ashkenazi Jews, which are not true Jews. They are not true Hebrews.
There we go. We finally got a black motherfucker on the line. That's
going that up. Motherfucker ain't black!
About time.
Number two, AD just called and was talking that yin-yang mess about black people sold their own people into slavery, right? So we didn't do anything wrong. We didn't do anything. No, that is incorrect again. And that's what we have.
Oh, educate me here, please. Enlighten me.
Tell that cracker how it is.
2B was trying to talk that mess on the Revere board, too. And I guess AD just... That's how people on Revere are. They read something on that board, and immediately, just like with the whole music thing, they just start freaking out. And that's what they believe, because they read it on Revere board. Well, don't buy into that, because it's not true. But let's pretend that black people did sell their own people into slavery.
Hey, you know what? Really, I just had someone send me an instant message that says it wasn't the black people, but it, in fact, was the Muslims, the Moors, who sold the blacks into slavery. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Bullshit. Another fucking lie from a bunch of crackers. But go ahead.
Let's just pretend that that's true. That's true. And that is. The conditions that they were kept while they were kept by the black people well exceeded what the white people kept in. So who's the real savage? Look at how they were treated, beaten and whipped. They certainly weren't getting that in Africa. And if they were, why didn't their body show it? Why would they take these beaten slaves with them all these ways? Why would they take them? It's because it's not true. That's something made up. They were stolen from their African land and taken here. But that gets to point number two about the N-word that everybody's been talking about recently.
All right.
The reason why black people say this is because the English language, as well as that word, was forced upon them. They didn't speak English. So now black people speak what is known as, quote, Ebonics, but that's something that a white person made up.
No, it's black. Fucking slang.
Yes, sir.
It's slang. Come on, man. It's jive. It's slang. It's cool.
Man.
It's cool.
You see what I'm saying? We got a bunch of crackers that have no fucking... He's trying to school you, Rob. Listen. Just shut the fuck up and let him talk.
So because this language was forced upon a people, they needed a way to make it more their own language. So they created a way to say things to each other that they would understand. Maybe not the people around them might not understand it, but it was their language inside the language that is forced upon them. Kind of like the word nigger. Something else forced upon them. They didn't want to take it, but people in that time told them that, oh, you are three-fifths of a human being. You are a nigger. You aren't something human. So that was forced upon them. But then after they realized, wait a second, I am a man. I am human. We have this word forced upon us. We're going to do something just like this language that was forced upon us. Turn it into something cool. Turn it into something that is uniquely ours. Nigga. That's ours. People on the outside say it. Any white person that says it, it's in the same connotation as their great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy said it, which is you are less than human. You are a nigger. And I've been hearing it on a lot of shows recently on Revere. Some people that are on this network, other networks. And that's
yep.
In my mind was like, whoa, are they saying it just like great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy said it?
Exactly. Please tell Rob, because I'm the only one telling him. I'm sitting there saying, listen, the whole... Like, I've never heard anything, basically white people run the world, black people have no seat at the NW, you know, the New World Order, it's white people that's fucking this shit up, and then what do white people do? They blame the Jews, which is like nobody, and like, the Jewish population of the world is nobody. But they will not, white people will not accept responsibility for the fact of the way the world is today, and Revere Radio Network has gone well downhill, because every time I turn into a show, it's fucking, you know, black people suck, Mexicans suck, fucking everybody, you know, Arabs suck, everyone sucks except for white people,
no,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there for a minute again. Sonny had a nice little rant right there. What he's saying is exactly right, that black people don't have a seat at the NWO. It is only white people. And while they put in people like Colin Powell and Obama and whoever to give the illusion that, no, everybody is equal and we have every... No. The people who run the world, who own the 13 bloodlines, whatever you want to call the Illuminati, whoever the people are running the show, the people behind it all are... You can call them Jews if you want to, but that is false. They're not really Jews. Haven't you read Revelation 2:9 and 3:9? Who say they are Jews, but they are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. But really, Jew is a misnomer, you know. It's Hebrew. They're Hebrew people, but they're not even Semitic Hebrew. They're Ashkenazi, which really, if you want to go deep into the history lesson, aren't really true Hebrews. They just kind of, what they call converted to Hebrew and said that, yeah, that's us now. But really, if you want to get down to it, it's just white people. Like Sonny says, I agree with him completely. But the white people, to make themselves feel better, the people who don't call themselves Jews, to make themselves feel better and not think that it's white people doing it, they say, no, it's not white people, it's Jews. It's the Jews. We'll just say it's the Jews, and then it takes the heat off our backs. But really, it's not even white people in general. It's the money banking people, the people who have the money, the people who own the corporations, the people who founded slavery, the people... The same people that the Messiah got violent with. You know, the only time he ever got physical was with the money changers. He threw the table down because these are the same people who I talked about on this show week after week after week. And I hope Sonny listens, because he says that no one on Revere talks about this, but he never heard Save Your Generation then, because that's... You go to my archives. Go to tiredofbeingalive.com/SYG or go to syg.podomatic.com. My Revere... archives don't work because that Andromedia, whatever that thing is, it makes my names all messed up, so you can't even read what the shows are. So someone can show me how to hook that up. I'll get that back in there. But man, Sonny, that was a good rant. I'm gonna play some more of this interview with Rob and Sonny. Maybe I'll play a song first. But the thing I was saying before that about the nigger, the N-word, that's what I want to talk about first, because that's the whole banning thing, and then you got the whole Imus thing. We didn't even touch on the Imus thing yet. That's later in this. We'll play some of that. Don't you worry. But the reason why the whole N-word is, as I was saying, and that is something that black people have made their own. You say, well, if it's such a bad word, then why don't you just not say it? No one say it. Think about how ridiculous that is. Do you know of any words that have just become extinct? I mean, maybe because of Newspeak, they want to shrinking the vocabulary so that people don't know anything at all, so your vocabulary is so small. But I don't know any words that I've ever forgotten, like I ever just blocked the word out of my memory. Apple, what's apple? I don't remember what apple means anymore, so I guess that word is no longer a word. No, if a word exists, it exists, okay? I mean, you can't just do away with a word. This word is placed on them, so now they must do something. They have to do just like the English language was forced upon them. They didn't speak English in Africa. I know people out there might not be intelligent enough to discern that and understand that that wasn't their original language. It was forced on them. So therefore now, they use Ebonics. And instead of saying, good day, sir, they say, yo, what up, nigga? And that's how they're saying... good day, sir, but in their own speak to someone who they, in the same way that that white man calling that other white man sir, he was showing him respect and, you know, appreciation, saying that we're the same. I'm sir, you're sir, the same way they say nigga. Like, nigga is a way that they're... But not all, don't get me wrong, not all of them use it that way. Not all of them use it that way. Some of them is like the Chris Rock thing. Fee, fa, foo, figure, boy, I hate a nigga. But, but that's only because those people are still brainwashed into thinking that they are three-fifths of a human being, so that's how they act. They're not acting human. No, that's something less than human, the way that some black people act. So, but they're just brainwashed. They haven't come out of that. They're still falling into that. A lot of people fall into these stereotypes, and they don't know how to get out of them. So they think they need to act a certain way, or be a certain way, or do a certain thing, or they're not black. And likened to. It's hard to even explain, because it's something so complex because we're dealing with something that's never been done in history. You've never had a culture or a people or a race be taken from their land, from their language, from their customs, from their culture, from their religion, from their history, and brought into something completely different. You've never had that before. If you can give me an example, please do, because there isn't another example. So it's really hard to even discuss this because it's something so foreign, so unique to this situation. Never before has a nation been so brazen to put on the law books something that says that human beings aren't human beings. That's unprecedented. 3/5 of a human, you don't know these laws? I mean, unless you count Hitler in World War II, which I don't know if there were laws, they were just going out and rounding up and killing people. So, I mean, I guess that's kind of similar, but way different because they weren't brought from somewhere else. It wasn't for 400 years, it was for not even 10 years. So, this is two completely different situations here. And people want to say that, I'm not even going to go there. It's just so, we can talk about this all day and all night, about the reasons why white people using the word nigger is just like their great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather who used it because it was a term to describe something not human. If you don't know this, there were actually laws. I know you people love the law so much. Everybody talks about, we gotta get these illegal immigrants out because it's the law. It's the law. You know, the Patriot Act is the law too, you little bitch. So why don't you go get in a prison camp? Because that's where you belong, says the law, says the Patriot Act. So go get in there, you enemy combatant. Are you going to follow that law too? No, certainly not. You know why? Because you're a hypocrite. Hypocrites talk ish, but they don't back it up. Hypocrite, hypocrite. All right, I'm getting out of control now. I could do this all night. Let's just go to this song right now. We will holla back. This is Savior Generation. We're going to play more of that. Sonny Crack, Rob Revere, Savior Generation. We should have a round table like that every week. That would get...
They got,
you know,
sued,
I mean,
basically.
When we live in a world where a comedian can't come out and say nigger, even if it's part of a performance art piece, I mean, what kind of a world are we living in?
Homophobes, Aryan nations and hammer skins. You wear my nuts on your Nazi chins. I love a man in uniform.
And just what exactly are the great historical accomplishments of your race that make you proud to be white? Capitalism, slavery, genocide, sitcoms. This is your fucking white history, my friend. So why don't we start making a history worth being proud of and start fighting a real fucking enemy?
Swastikas and Klan robes. Sexist, racist, homophobes. This one's for the master race. My brown power ass in your white power face. Kill them all and let a North God sort them out.
I can't understand you. Go back to your country, white power. Don't let the liberal media tell you how to think and feel. If you have hate in your heart, let it out.
W is good. W is right. W is the last time you wanted to fight. A loser's way to fight your friend. You look like a skank, but that's where it ends. You're always at our shows, it's not a new event. They were interacting, I'm right into shit. It ruined our day, you know what I mean. Let's just be punished and degrade our scene. You know that you can find that before the dark scene. There's no good time to this white power scene. Get beat down, we're standing up. Got no look up, cause we're not enough. Shit, you look like you know, you're not welcome here. You don't play music, and we don't play beer. I guess it's your right, you found that you're white. Are you here for music, or just a big fight? Don't fool yourself, cause you don't fool me. It's not just what you hate. It's everything you see. Big boy, young enough, whoever's in your way. What a boring life. I need every day. You got nothing but hatred.
Revere Radio Network, Tampa, the worldwide home of
Nick.
Okay, okay. I'm going to go back to the caller. Caller, please.
Exactly, Sonny.
A little bit more.
You non-credible cracker.
The Messiah said that he's not a respecter of persons. Therefore, the information, the truth is the truth. Whoever it comes from, the truth doesn't change. So if it's truth, it could come from me or it could come from Bill O'Reilly. I mean, Bill O'Reilly, he doesn't speak a lot of truth, but if he did, you should be able to discern that what he just said was truth. You should be able to discern that from my mouth, Sonny's mouth, Rob's mouth, anybody's mouth. But if you hear something false, you should be able to discern that. It doesn't matter who it is. They can be wrong, they can be right, but you got to be able to tell for yourself which is which. But in regards to what you guys were just talking about, it's a complex situation about Revere, because I know people are coming from a whole lot of different demographics and a whole lot of different areas. I live in the Northeast, so to me, this Mexican thing, Mexicans are cool with me. Maybe it is down in the South, some like battleground where people are shooting at each other every day. So maybe that's where the race
is. It's not, though. Yeah, I don't mean to cut you off, but I asked Rob fucking 20 minutes ago. I said, name me one time in your life where a Mexican fucked with you. And what did he say? Never. So, I mean, Rob, right? Rob, has a Mexican ever caused you any grief? Has a Mexican ever done anything bad to you? Ever?
No.
Illegal or
no.
Not legal?
No.
Hey, you're listening to Save Your Generation on the ReveerRadio.net. Please head on over to ReveerRadio.net and give a donation so you can keep programs like this one, as well as the Rob Revere Show, which is that clip you just heard, on the air, because that's how Rob does it. That's how Rob keeps its listener sponsored. So you want to hear what Rob has to say? You want to hear what Sonny has to say? You want to hear what I want to say? You want to hear what anybody on this network has to say? Which you should, regardless of if you disagree or agree, you should be getting that information, because it's a voice and it's information that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And I can pretty much guarantee that a lot of the shows on Revere, because a lot of the shows on Revere are actually just regurgitating stuff they heard before. But a lot of the shows on Revere, some shows on Revere, I should say, are giving information that you don't hear anywhere else and are giving some great opinions and it's a great voice. Cause this movement is run by those redneck white people who have these opinions that are, they might not know that they're racist, but it is racist. And to me, if you are just discriminating against an entire race of people because you think that this race is going to do something bad to you, then that's racist. And that's what kind of, Sonny, that's what I was asking in that clip you just heard, was why everyone has this thing with Mexicans, but no one's actually ever had any type of run-in with Mexicans. And even if you did, it's about, it's so difficult to explain, because it's, this stuff to me is so simple. I guess because I grew up in quote unquote the punk rock world, where the most people in that are, you know, all for unity. We're all for not being a racist, not being, because that's what we see that the rest of the people are. So we wanted to be something different. So when I got into punk rock, it was because I wanted to be different. I didn't want to be just another idiot, racist, meathead moron. I wanted to be more than that. I wanted to be intelligent. I wanted to have thoughts. I wanted to have ideas. I wanted to have, it's not about me, but I'm just giving you a little bit of insight into who I am and why I think the way I do. You know, some people are into this because they're into the hip-hop culture, so they think, you know, being down with black people, just because black people created hip-hop, so they think that that's a black thing. But in reality, it's just a style of music. It's just the culture. And it's the culture of black people in America, not black people worldwide. And the same with, even you look into the blues or rock and roll, the music that people all listen to, they think it's white music, but black people invented that. You ever heard of Robert Johnson? It's probably the most ripped off person besides Willie Dixon. Like, listen to Led Zeppelin's first album. All those songs are not their songs. Those are black people's songs that they've just redone. Even the Beatles, their biggest song, Twist and Shout. Everybody knows Twist and Shout. That's the number one. You ever seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off? What song? Twist and Shout. That's a black people song. I think it was the Isley Brothers, I think. Check up on that. But I know it's not written by the Beatles. It's a black person song. Everyone does it. I mean, Eric Clapton does it. Everyone. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Everyone just takes black people songs and do it because they know that that's the real music. That's, I've mentioned before on the show, real music comes from tragedy, comes from bad things happening. That's where you get real emotion. But I've gone on to a different tangent. I forgot what I was bringing up about the Mexicans, about how people, will just say, oh, these Mexicans are so bad at doing stuff, but they've never actually experienced it. So to me, that's just, I don't know. It's another one of those things. Let's play more of these clips, or did I want to talk more? I got plenty of time to talk. Let's play more of this clip, because this, if you haven't heard this, go check out the archives over at ReverRadio.net for the Rob Revere Show. It was Friday, April 13th, this aired on, and he'll be coming up, hopefully, at 9 o'clock tonight, live, so stay tuned. Oh, but real quick, one last thing. The point I was trying to make that I never got to in this whole little thing about the Mexicans is that we should judge people and situations. We shouldn't really judge, but we should just go by that. We shouldn't just group everybody into one thing. We shouldn't group every situation into one thing. We should take each thing individually as it comes to us. Look at each Mexican as a human being, as an individual, not as a race, as a group, okay? I know that's hard to do for some people. You know, it's hard to do for some people, for black people, but apparently it's even hard to do if you're Jewish, I guess. Anybody. You can't just look at individuals. I mean, I don't know. Basically, what it comes down to, really, is divide and conquer. If they have everybody at each other's throats, Jew versus this, black versus blah, 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 everybody against everybody, the only thing that's not being done is what is the only thing that would be effective, which is everybody, collectively, against the corporations, our slave masters. I've said this a billion time after time after time. Now, you can call them Jews if you want, but that's wrong. I mean, we are... Here we go again. We're talking about the same people, but we're using different terms. This is kind of the whole J thing again. You know, we all are discussing and talking about the same entities, the same people in power, and we're just calling them different things, but we need to realize that it's not Jews, and saying that it is the Jews is offensive to people who call themselves quote-unquote Jew. I know some white people who are call themselves Jews, whatever, and they're my friends just like anybody else. You know, I consider everybody my friend. I consider everyone my brother because of Acts 17 says of one blood. So I'm not going to discriminate against someone because that's their faith, just like I'm not going to discriminate against someone who's a pagan. Even though I do talk about how Christianity is pagan and the pagan days of the week and the pagan, that's not a knock to anyone who's pagan, but that's just a wake-up call to anyone who thinks that they are not a pagan, having belief in one creator, one almighty. Pagans have belief in many gods. That's why they worship the sun, they worship the trees, they worship the moon, they worship everything. So if you're not a pagan, then you shouldn't be part of this pagan system. You should come out of that. That's why the days of the week are named after different pagan entities. Saturn, Saturday. Freus for Friday. You know, there's a whole different... I've been through this so many times on Savior Generation. Let's just get the point that we shouldn't be fighting amongst each other, amongst ourselves, because we are all peasants. Period. We're the peasants. We need to fight against the elites. And if you're saying that the Mexicans are your enemy, you're fighting against peasants. And what does fighting peasants do? Nothing. If you're a boxer and you're a heavyweight, you're not going to go fight a welterweight and get any respect, are you? No, you don't go beat up the peasants, the little guys who aren't the ones. You go for somebody above you. You go for the top dog, because that makes you the top dog when you bring down the top dog. Ugh, this is so simple. Alright, let's just listen to another song right now. Increase the Peace. And, let's go to another song really fast, and we'll play more of this Sonny Crack, Rob Revere, little discussion, chat, interestingness. I think there's some more. This is Savior Generation on the one and only ReverRadio.net. Thanks for listening.
Fighting globalization is fighting terrorism because it's the corporations who are creating the inequality that's starting terrorism in the first place, but its victims are taking it out on us, not the corporations. What a man! They fight each other, the police, they win!
This is RevereRadio.net, the alternative to the alternative.
Same old, 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 same old.
Are you bored with the broken record talk shows? You know, giving you that same old, same old? No new ideas, no new music, just news regurgitation. Then tune in to Save Your Generation, because we're breaking the monotony of the same old talk radio. I'm on RevereRadio.net.
Welcome to the radio. It used to be cool, but now it just blows. Happened to the radio. Same old song, with the same old, same old. Happened to the radio. It used to be cool, but now it just blows. Happened to the radio. The same old song, with the same old, same old. The same old, same old.
Alright, we're back. Save Your Generation, RevereRadio.net. Thank you for tuning in again. I'm doing half Irish, half Rasta, because that's what some people are around here. Look at the Irish. What am I talking about? Alright, so in that song there, what was I going to say next? I don't remember. Who knows? Let's talk about some of the news. I was going to play more of that Sonny Crack, Rob Revere thing, but I don't know. I didn't really express myself as well as I thought I did, so I'm going to just talk about what I talked about on there with you right now, and you can go back and listen to me stumble over myself. So, basically what I talked about was we were discussing Imus and Rosie and how all that is tying into each other, right? Well, this is obviously this Imus thing. Imus, and I'm sure everyone else who talks about anything on the news or on any type of crap that I don't listen to, say worse stuff than that on a daily basis. For some reason, Imus was chosen to take the fall during this one specific comment. Why? Because it separates people. It not only separates the sexes, because now all the women are getting angry and they want to stop hip-hop from saying what, having free speech, so now the women are angry. Not only that, black people of all genders are angry. So now you got so many different conflicting, fighting sects now. Everybody's going to be fighting. So they chose that, they chose to exploit that, and now just like, kind of remember when the Muhammad thing happened, and the drawing happened, and then everybody started rioting? Guarantee that was provocateur. All you gotta do is get a couple people angry. Those couple people can provocateur to everyone else, and that's what's happened with this. No one had even, I bet no one even listens to Imus and even heard it when it originally aired, but what they did was they took it and threw it in everybody's face and made people kind of like you poke at a dog, you get the dog riled up, you keep poking at it, and eventually a sleeping dog will get up and show its teeth and want to bite you because you've been jabbing at it so long. So that's what they did with this Imus thing. And they did that, I know, because of what Rosie has been doing right now. That's definitely connected. They need a way, because now that's going to... Rosie says that, so now people say, well, her free speech should get her taken off the air. And you got the StopRosie.com, and then you got the DefendRosie.com. The bottom line is, I don't think you should have been fired, but that's not up to me. That's up to the corporations. Corporations do whatever they want. You don't know that? So tomorrow... saying anything aside from yessa massa on air could be considered offensive, and you know, the corporations may choose to pull people off the air. Who cares? That's up to them. That has nothing to do with everyone else, but everyone thinks that it does, because they think that now, you know, they're going to do whatever they want. That's the bottom line. That's what I'm trying to get to here. They're going to do what they want. It's up to the corporations. But as far as free speech goes, everybody's fighting now. I'm as what he settles. Who gives a damn what anyone says? You don't like everything out of everyone's mouth. Who cares what they say? It doesn't matter. They're using this. This is a ploy. But that was the bottom line. And so is the whole hate speech. The whole N-word getting banned. Who cares what anyone says? Everyone has a right to say whatever they want. Everyone has a right to be racist if they want. Everyone has a right to be anything they want to be. Say what they want to say. People to anyone about anything else. But the difference I see in this Rosie thing is because Rosie's speaking about events. Rosie's not speaking about people. So if they try to twist this and say that it's offensive to people, then that's going to be some doublethink Orwellian type stuff. So let's see how they play this. Let's see if they are able to get Rosie thrown off the air the same way Imus is. Because Imus was speaking about people, speaking about individuals. If you speak about events and about individuals, it's two completely different apples and oranges there. What are some of the other current events that I wanted to talk about? Of course, the school shooting is big on everyone's list because there's some crazy stuff. I was listening to Jack Blood earlier today, and I heard that there was another guy who went to high school with this dude, okay? The guy, Jin Chi. I don't want to be a racist. I just haven't even looked at the dude's name because, to me, it's kind of like Lee Harvey Oswald. I know this guy's name, but is that the guy who really killed him? No. So if I know this guy's name, it doesn't mean anything. So I'm not even going to take an attempt to know what this guy's name is, because I know he wasn't really the one who did this killing. Once you see more into it, you can tell that this is some type of either a Manchurian candidate mind control thing, or it's just a complete stage like Columbine, where you have people in Columbine. Now, Alex talked about a little bit about Columbine today on his show as well, but there's a whole bunch more information if you just go Google search, man. The families have found out stuff that some of the people were killed not by Dylan and not by either one of the two supposed trench coat mafia dudes. And you know, it's all, why are they doing it? And think about it, the people who were, I say, freshmen in high school when Columbine happened are the people who are now in college living through this again, saying they're probably getting completely, they need to brainwash and really traumatize the younger generation, because they're the ones, they know, people like us, who are going to be the ones to figure this out and find out what's going on. So that's why they're trying all this psyops and really trauma-based mind control on this generation that we're trying to save on Save Your Generation. That's why we're doing this, for those people out there who the government is running these massive psyops on right now. Because, you know, the older people, they're already all idiots. We're not really looking to them, because they're not going to figure it out, because they've already bought in the book. I'm having a, I told multiple times that I'm in a peace group, and right now we are having a heated email debate here about JFK. Now, in this day and age, there are people who still believe, and this guy, one of the guys in the group, swears to me that Oswald alone did it. Any type of evidence, any type, and people are all just saying, like, what is this guy talking about? And it kind of makes me think that this person's an agent, and I know that's kind of strange to think that in this little small town there's a agent in the peace group, but COINTELPRO is everywhere. That's a fact. We all know that they do have their tentacles out in every aspect of this movement. So it could be, and he's swearing, and people are, you know, messaging me privately saying, like, I agree with you. There's no way that Oswald alone did it. And E. Howard Hunt has just came out and confessed and said that LBJ was at the top of the conspiracy, and everybody already knew that. But now we just have confirmation from one of the people involved, and still, people will still deny, no, Oswald alone did it. Oswald alone did it. I mean, every single person in the whole entire world could come out and say, okay, Oswald didn't do it alone, and people will still not believe it. And that's what this whole school shooting, that's what 9/11, everything is going to be. There's some people that are so brainwashed, they've taken that mark. That's what Revelation 13 is about. That mark of the beast in their head. Yeah, it's because their head is so programmed that they can't even think about anything outside of that, because they worship the beast. They worship their system. They worship their government. They worship their religion. And that is the beast system. That's what it all comes down to here. What else is on the agenda? There's a lot about that school shooting, but I don't know how much I want to go into. I was watching, I don't watch a lot of TV, but with this stuff happening, I got to see what type of bull crap they're putting on. And yesterday they had supposedly two of the guy's roommates on, okay? It was the, you could just tell that it was staged. I feel like I'm watching They Live when I watch real TV, because you can tell by the people's faces. But first of all, you can tell all the disgusting makeup they have on. Like, their faces are glowing orange with all of it. It just looks weird. People don't look human. That's what that They Live is about. when you can see through the matrix, you can see how disfigured and disgusting that people really look on the TV. But so they're talking to the kids' roommates, and they're saying that, oh, he was really weird. He would just sit and listen to these weird songs on his laptop, and he would play his music really loud, really weird. But we never told him to turn it down, because we didn't talk to him, blah, blah, blah. The very next thing out of their mouth. Yeah, and then he was telling me about he would stalk these girls and blah. What? What? Okay, so someone that you never talked to, didn't speak to, you couldn't even tell them to turn down their music because you didn't have that much of a relationship with them, supposedly, is now going to tell you about people he stalks, right? Oh, okay, that really sounds believable. That sounds real feasible to me. That sounds just, you know, sounds like anyone I know. Totally, yeah, definitely, right on. There are just so many discrepancies, so many weird things. The guy going to the same high school as someone else who's gone on a rampage, as I learned from Jack Blood Show today. There's just so many things in this. How long? How long will this last? This massive psyops, these massive black operations that people, I mean, let's just pretend now, for the sake of argument, play devil's advocate and say that this guy really, truly was just a psycho dude who went crazy and started shooting people. So why the delay? Why did you not let people come in and try to save him? Why did you not tell everybody on campus until 2 hours later? I remember when I lived on campus, when I was in school in Philadelphia, something would happen, like there would be a power outage, and that minute, like, you would get an immediate email saying, don't go to class because there's a power outage right here, and it would just have happened. It took 2 hours to tell people about people shooting and getting killed? Come on, come on, let's be real here. We see what's really going on. And we know that it's all trying to get into your brain. It's trying to give you a mind frig, as they say. It really is. That's what it's trying to do. And it didn't work on me.
It did work during Columbine. I will admit, I didn't know anything about this. And during Columbine, you know, when I found out, I'll give a little story about my personal life here. I don't talk about myself personally at all on this show because I think it's kind of unimportant because who cares? It's just the information we want, you know, but I guess it does give a little insight to the type of people we are here, but not that that matters. As I stated on Rob Revere's show, Messiah said he's not a respecter of persons. Information, the truth, is what he is. You know, he just uses everybody as a vessel, and that's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be vessels for truth. But when I was in high school, I was a punk rocker kid, as I said. You know, I was an outcast, sort of. Didn't really have a lot of friends until my senior year. I learned that you could be liked by the quote-unquote popular kids if you were just funny. And I'm, you know, sort of a clown, a funny person. When I would go to like shows and whatever, I'd be funny. So I was like, well, I'll just act funny at school or whatever. Even though I'm miserable, I'll just say stupid stuff and be funny. And I got liked. So I don't know if your high schools out there have like a senior class trip. So my senior year, I hadn't paid any money to the senior class trip because I was like, I'm not going on that crap. I don't like any of these people. I'm not being part of this. So my senior year, the people that I'd gotten tight with, the cool kids, were like, dude, you're not going. You got to go with us, dude. It'd be totally rad. Awesome. Let's go. So my mother was like, I'll pay all the money. That'll be great. She was really type, the encouraging type, because when your kid's not like, you know, cool or something, you know, you try to get them into things. So she tried to get me to like join all these stupid clubs and whatever. It just wasn't me. So, but I did go on the senior class trip. The senior class trip was from April 16th to April 20th, 1999. April 20th, 1999 was when we were flying back home. And as we get off the like plane, we have somebody, they like bring us over aside and say, we have something really bad to tell you guys. And I'm thinking like, what has happened? Like, I couldn't imagine what had happened. And then they tell us about Columbine and I'm like, whoa, that's kind of weird. And my first thought when I heard it was, you know, I'm sure everybody who was in high school at the time was thinking like, all right, now what if that happened at my school? Do I think that I was one of the people that they would be coming after? Would I be on the list? And my initial thought was, of course not. I'm punk. I'm a loser. But then I thought, wait a second. I really kind of turned my back. I kind of stopped hanging out with the kids in my senior year because I was living the life. I got to be one of the cool kids, so I was going and hanging out with them. And I was thinking, wow, I bet I would have been one of the targets, like, for being a sellout. And that was really something that changed the way I look. Like, you know, you can fit in with this world. You can be a sellout. You can sell yourself out to the New World Order. But guess what? Is it worth it in the end? Because they're going to be the ones killing you. Not the crazy punk rocker, goth, metal kids, as they want you to believe. They want us to believe. They want us to think that those are the people who are the violent ones. They want us to think that the Muslims are the scary ones. But really, it's them. It's the government. And that's just a little side note to the whole Columbine thing, because I thought it was really weird that this school shooting happened. Guess what Friday is? 4/20 in the same week as the Columbine. In the same week as Waco. In the same week as all these. Why? What is it with this time that they, this is like a high occult period? I bet Freeman knows why they do it in this time, around this time. It's like an occult ritual that they do. Whenever they need something, they do it around this same time. And I'll never forget it, only because of that stupid ass senior class trip that I went down to good old Orlando, Florida. That was one of the only times I've ever been to Florida. But, wow, now I'm talking about Florida. Only because you got Rob and Sonny and all the dudes in Revere down in Florida. That's, you know, the only reference point I have is going on my senior class trip when I was... Okay, let's go play some songs now. We'll talk about some more real issues and not my retardedness. On Save Your Generation, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Holla back.
To judge a character of a man, judge how he comes back from hardship. Check me out now.
Revere. Revere. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Save Your Generation on ReverRadio.net.
Thank you for listening to Save Your Generation on ReverRadio.net. Please visit our sponsor, Phalon.com. That's Phalon.com, because that's what helps keep Revere on the air, as well as your donations over at ReverRadio.net. So just click the donations button and then give a donation so I can keep spilling my guts on this radio network here, telling you all what I know and what I've learned and what I see out there. You know, everybody needs to give their perspective on everything, because that's the only way that we can find out the entire total truth. And during that last break, I started thinking about Kennedy and stuff I'd learned about Kennedy, and it kind of clicked with something I had heard earlier this week, or was it this past weekend? I don't remember when I was listening to it, but alright, so I guess I gotta tell where I heard it from. I'm not gonna play it though. I don't wanna give him any, free publicity or whatever. Free, plugs. But, I was listening to some White Power radio the other day. Why? Because I kinda wanted to hear the similarities. When I listen to, all of certain radio in this so-called Patriot movement, I would bet that it's the same in the White Power, National Socialist, whatever you want to call, Nazi movement. So I was like, well, let me see how similar the radio is. And sure enough, it was like the same exact type. I mean, it's certain mind control techniques that are used, and certain words, certain keywords, certain the way that they speak, but I couldn't believe that I was right. And I guess I hit the nail on the head in that perspective, in that point. But, so I was listening to this White Power radio show, and, it was hilarious to say the least. I mean, some of it's so funny. I've never heard someone say Jew so many times in my entire life. But the number one thing that I thought was the most interesting, they started talking about, the Bible and Egypt, and I was like, hey, that's something I know about. I know a lot about the Exodus of Egypt. So they were talking about it, and they said, this is what they said, that the people in Egypt were actually white, which is, to me, that was absolutely mind-blowing, because now Africans are white people now. People don't even know that Egypt is in Africa. So I gotta give them that, because they probably don't realize that Egypt is in the continent of Africa. So they probably don't know. They probably couldn't point on the map where Egypt is. Just like if you go to somebody, where's Iraq? Where's Iran? They can't point. They have no idea. So they were like, so these white people in Egypt were keeping the slaves there, and then the Jew, what they did where they were trying to keep the Jew, and it was just unbelievable. But the part that I actually learned something. See, this just goes to show that you can learn something from everywhere, no matter how dumb, no matter how ignorant, no matter how completely racist or just completely retarded someone is. They can say something that is some truth, and you can pick it up and recognize it as truth. And this person said, they were talking about Egypt and how in Egypt, what they would do was they would get a pretend king when they needed to do a sacrifice. When things weren't going exactly the way that they needed it to go, what they would do is they would have a sacrifice, but they wouldn't, okay, say they had a king or a bloodline of king, or like a group of king, kind of like how they have, we have the Bushes, we have Bush 1 and Bush 2, a king, whatever. Dynasty, royalty, however you want to say it. Well, they would take out the king who was the royal one and put in a fake pretend king. Everybody would think he was the king,
and they would worship, you know, do whatever you do to the king, but then they would kill the king, and that would be the sacrifice. You know, someone would kill him, and it would be something, you know, it would be like a backhanded secret type thing. The same thing, if you remember, I was just talking about JFK, and that's when it clicked. I was like, wait a second, these guys are right, because that's exactly what happened with JFK. And they still, I mean, if you don't think that they are worshipping and following the same things that they did back in ancient Egypt, just look on the back of the dollar bills. Example I always give. They have it right there in front of you. They got the pyramid there because it's the same people. Same, maybe not the same families, but the same mentality. They want this slavery. And in Egypt was the first and only time that the entire world was under complete and total slavery. Everyone. There wasn't any other people besides the people in Egypt who were slaves and the people who weren't the slaves. And that's what the New World Order is going to be. It's going to be, again, all of us slaves. There will be no more free people. Everyone will be under this slavery. But JFK was this sacrifice. If you think about him, he wasn't, okay, he was the youngest president, right? Again, a pretend king. He's not really the king. They're just going to put this person in so they can have their sacrifice. So then after they give this blood sacrifice, now everything will be fine. Everything will go the way that they need everything to go. Because if you have a big project, you got to make that sacrifice first. It's always got to begin with blood. But not really, because the Messiah was the ultimate blood sacrifice. And now we don't need anymore. It's already been done. He was the ultimate sacrifice. He sacrificed himself instead of needing to kill anyone else or other people or anything else. He said, I'll come here and I'll make myself flesh and then kill myself. Like, that is the ultimate sacrifice. But people back then in Egypt couldn't understand that. Messiah hadn't come yet, but what they would do, they would sacrifice the king. And that's what happened to JFK. That's all. I just wanted to share that with you, because that's dead on, I can guarantee. Just think about all the things JFK, that was such an anomaly. And why? Because he wasn't really the king. The people who are in charge, the people who still run it to this day, they just let this pretend king come in so they could sacrifice him. You have, okay, he was a Catholic, right? So that means he obviously wasn't a Freemason. And you know that all the people who are the Freemasons are the ones who are, how many? They have 13 presidents? I don't even know the number. But, so, and if you're Catholic, you can't be a Freemason. So he was a Freemason. He was the youngest president. I mean, he wasn't a Freemason because he was Catholic. He was the youngest president. There's just so many things that you could go through about JFK, which would signify him as being the pretend president, the pretend king, which was sacrificed. And that's why, as E. Howard Hunt has come out and said, that LBJ was, and everyone else, you can't even just point it at LBJ. You got to point at, just as if you go to JFK II, as in JFK II, Roman numeral 2.com. Check out both of those movies that they have for sale. I suggest you get those, because that is so telling about everything that's been going on and everything that's happening. And it even names names. And that's something that blows my mind every time. I had thought of some other stuff that I'd done that I wanted to tell, but that whole JFK thing. I mean, what do you guys think about that? Somebody post something over at revereradio.net. And let me know if this was another JFK being the sacrifice of the fake king, as they used to do back in ancient Egypt, because that's certainly what it was. Let's listen to another song, and then hopefully I'll remember what else I wanted to talk about besides the Imus and the shooting, or what I wanted to add to it. I don't know. The whole Imus thing really gets me mad, because people are buying into it so much. They don't see that it's only being used to try to pass this legislation to get some hate speech laws, and it's such a hoax, it's such a joke. It's kind of like affirmative action in the sense that it really does nothing. It does nothing to level the playing fields. But first of all, people don't really truly believe that there is any type of injustice or inequality. The whole reason affirmative action was even put into place was because reparations were never paid, and that was supposed to be, you know, some way of making up for it, but it certainly wasn't. And we can get into the whole, well, they don't deserve reparations, but the Japanese do, and the Jews do. So everybody but the people who had it for 400 years, which is longer than anyone, it's unprecedented. But that just gets us off into a whole nother thing. At this point, I mean, let's pretend now that Oprah says on her show, tonight, Oprah says,
or whenever her show is, I don't know, whatever, who gives a, I don't know. Oprah says on her show, whenever it is, I hate short dick crackers. Now, do you think that she's going to be fired from her show? Of course she is. But people tend to think that there's some, like, double standard in what black people can say and like, get away with it. Of course, no. When you're talking about in the corporate world, yeah. When you're talking about in the entertainment world, like if Chris Rock says a joke talking about crackers, how that's completely different than Michael Richards calling someone in the audience, you're a nigger. People don't understand that that's two completely different things. Okay, well, let me break it down why this is different. Number one, Chris Rock in a joke saying crackers, talking about slave masters, that's what they are. The reason why they have the name crackers, people don't even know this, was because the slave masters would crack the whip on the black people's back. Therefore, they were cracking that whip. The only one who was cracking you was a slave master. They were the crackers. People don't even understand that. I bet no one out there knew why that was the word. I'm sure you don't, but that's why. And the reason why they were called niggers was they were saying you were two-thirds or three-fifths of a human being. You weren't actually a human. So calling someone what they are and then calling someone what they aren't is two completely different things. And do I think that any type of hate speech laws or anything like that is a good thing? Of course not. People should have freedom of speech. Kramer should be able to call every black person from here to Kalamazoo nigger, 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 nigger. That's his thing. And it's, I think, I find that very interesting that Kramer happens to be a 33rd degree Freemason. He's also a part of this. So, why I missing these people just happen to be the ones talking about this, huh? Interesting of who the people they choose, and then everybody else just falls for it and eats it right up and doesn't see it for what it really is and gets all emotional about it instead of being a true to the word truth seeker. You see beyond all that, and you see past what they're feeding you on TV and see the real reason that they're telling you this. There's a reason they're telling you this. There's a billion other things that's happened in this world today. Why are they telling you this specific thing right now? That's what you have to look for. And other people don't. They can't see that. They just see it for face value and then get all, oh, he should be able to say nigger, I say it all the time. Like, I mean, no offense to anybody. I'm just, just seems that we should be more intelligent, not being like the rest of the entire population. This is the progressive movement. We are the ones who are the, I mean, aren't we, right? So we should see this for what it's worth. The reason why Imus and the reason why Kramer and the reason why people are doing these things are to pass legislation. They're not really saying this for any, this isn't, I mean, they can say it for whatever reason they want, but the reason why it's thrown at us in the media is for this reason. No one is depriving you of anything, is what I'm saying. Much less of your free speech. So you should have nothing to feel threatened about. Not like the people who have been persecuted for however many years. I mean, I would never call anyone who's been persecuted by anything that's derogatory, just because I guess I'm a compassionate person and that's just the way I feel. I would never call a Jew a kike. I would never call anyone a spick. I would never call anyone a nigger. I would never call anyone a wet bag, anything that is derogatory. Now, maybe in the past I would have, and I'll admit that yeah, I was kind of a racist person in the past. I was also very sexist in the past, but I see through all that now. I see that's all just BS to purposefully break us apart. They have created that. You know, this isn't something that's bred in human being, in human natures. If you put proof is you put two little kids together who never know anything about that, they don't know the difference, and they go play with each other all they want. This is something that the New World Order has bred into humanity and has used against us. It's absolutely retarded. And I say that word retarded, and I'm allowed to say that because I am myself retarded, if you haven't noticed just by listening to the show, but I'm not using that in a derogatory, and I know anything, and any time you speak, you're probably running the risk of offending someone. Someone can be offended by anything you say. So, you know, I say words that I'm sure could possibly offend people on here. I've said gay, fag, whatever before, and I think that's something completely different, and maybe it's not, but I think it is because I know a lot of people don't go into the whole gay marriage thing, because that is in itself is a distraction and a trap, just like the abortion issue. I've always said that those are two things, another two things that are created and made up only to break people apart and to separate, because it really has nothing to do with anyone else. But why they make you think that it's something that you got to be real concerned about. You better be concerned with abortion, you better be concerned with gay marriage, because that's like going to end your life one way or another. As soon as that ball passes, life's over. No, it has nothing to do with anybody, but personally, being what I think, being black, being Hispanic, being born some way, that's the way you're born. You can't change that unless you're Michael Jackson and you have enough money. Then you can change that. But other people, you can't change that. And I think that Michael Jackson, the reason why they did that is to purposefully show that they can change a person's race. Just like Paul McCartney, the reason why they did that is to show that they can replace somebody completely, not even change their race, get a whole completely different person and you won't even know. Why do you think they became such good friends? Why do you think when they became friends is when Michael Jackson started doing all of his surgeries and things? Because he knew the big secret, that it wasn't really him, and they can do anything. They can make you look like anything. It's so weird, but that's how the New World Order works. But what I was saying about this, about, now I forgot, stupid Michael Jackson. Oh, that's right. The gay thing. Being gay, unlike being a race, is something that you cannot change, and it's not something, and I know people try to use the whole, you're born this way, you're born a certain way, but no, it's a choice. Whether you have sex with men or women, you're choosing to have sex with that person, right? Yeah. I didn't just end up with babies, you know, you had to choose to have sex with someone. And then, yeah, whatever happens, you either have babies or you don't, or whatever, or you use a condom, whatever. Point being is that you're choosing the person that you're going to be doing this with. It's not something that you're just born and then you're doing it. That, to me, was always odd that people would debate, like, no, it's something you're born. And I mean, I was born a certain way, I guess. I was born, and now I'm different from the way I was born, I guess. What? I mean, we're all born thinking that the Easter Bunny's real, but then you can... I don't know. I'm confused. I'm really confused when it comes to that whole thing. Everything is a choice. I mean, whether you have sex with multiple people, that's a choice. It's just, everything's a choice. Life is a choice. Let's go to a song now, because I've really... No. There's more to talk about. I want to talk about something else. And Imus, look at the stuff revolving around this Imus thing, okay? So, the day that Imus is meeting with the girls' Rutgers team, the governor of New Jersey, Corzine, is involved in a big accident. I'm sure you've heard about this accident that he's in, right? Now, what's interesting about this guy Corzine is that he used to be a senator, but before that, he was the CEO of Goldman Sachs. Now, do you know what that is? That's an investment banking firm. Now, go look into them and see if they have ever been involved or been accused or been convicted of any sort of, the Enron type of scams, and also just straight up stealing money. So, why... I don't know. Maybe I'm connecting the dots too much. Maybe I'll let you guys figure this out yourselves. Look into Corzine, and now look into Imus. Interesting. Very, very interesting. When you look into what, you know, this thing, nothing is a coincidence. Nothing happens on accident. Nothing. Remember that. Now let's really play a song this time. You're listening to Save Your Generation, RevereRadio.net. Please give a donation so we can keep exposing the truth that you're not going to hear anywhere else. We're going to put the pieces together.
Do you think that smoking, because I got to tell you, I'm a former drug user, and I am not... I just did so much damage to my body and my brain. Do you think that smoking, because I got to tell you, I'm a former drug user, and I am not...
I just did so much damage to my body and my brain.
reverse the brain damage. It's not too late. Listen to Save Your Generation. Only on RevereRadio.net. Corporate media equals brain damage.
Brain damage ever since the day I was born. Drugs, what they used to say I was on.
Cracker ass cracker. I'll put my foot in a cracker ass cracker. I wish that cracker would have said some shit to me. I'll slit a cracker throat up in this motherfucker. Cracker ass cracker. Motherfucking saltine ass motherfucking cracker. Hates white people. Married to a white lady. He tried to explain the whole thing to me one day. He said, yeah, I got a white wife. I love her. She love me. That's all that matter. But I tell you this, if the revolution ever come, I'll kill her first. Just to show these crackers I mean business.
Yeah! Get away! Oh. Well, you ain't got shit. But you wanna lose shit. And you're fucking fed up. This girl will shoot shit. This to the government. They're gonna tell you. This to a white man. The government's loving us. Riot! Riot! Yeah! Yeah, we bring that fucking storm up! And at this point, you know we don't give a fuck! What the hell you said anyway? You just look crazy! You're gonna get crazy! Put your shit slowed up! Put your shit slowed up! Look at your shit smolder. Number one. And your shit smolder.
One white man named Lincoln supposedly fought the Civil War to solve the race problem, and the problem is still here. Then another white man named Kennedy came along running for president and told Negroes what all he was going to do for them if they voted for him, and they voted for him 80%. He's been in office now for 3 years, and the problem is still here. When police dogs were biting black women and black children and black babies in Birmingham, Alabama, that Kennedy talked about what he couldn't do because no federal law had been violated. And as soon as the Negroes exploded and began to protect themselves and got the best of the crackers in Birmingham, then Kennedy sent for the troops. And there was no, he didn't have any new law. When he sent for the troops when the Negroes erupted, than he had at the time when whites were erupting. So we are within our rights and with justice, with justification, when we express doubt concerning the ability of the white man to solve our problem, and also when we express doubt concerning his integrity, concerning his sincerity. Because you will have to confess that the problem has been around here for a long time, and whites have been saying the same thing about it for the past 100 years, and there's no nearer a solution today than there was 100 years ago.
Power to the people! Because the people want peace! Have no fear! You're safe right here! You are protected! You're respected! The people got a voice! The people got choice! The who, the when, the why, the what, the who, the when, the why, the what, the who, the when, the why, the what, the who, the when, the why, the what! Who the government? Who the terrorists? Wear the hit list. Pump the raised fist. Make them spread the wealth. Long as you got your health. I can't get no help. So I jump back to kiss myself. The who, the when, the why, the what. 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 What a fool believes! holler, credit card. Future line, little cheese, two razors, roof. Come on, holler, future flow, he got your dollar. Devil succeeding, the devil giving you what you needed. Playing with religion, so the people believe it. They pray to God while praying on God. While you praying to God, they play with God. Come on, the who, the when, the why, the what, 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 the who believes.
Police in our community couldn't possibly be there to protect our property because we own no property.
All right, we're back. This is Save Your Generation on ReviewRadio.net. Thanks for listening to this show tonight. I got a little bit of time left. I'm going to cut out early because I'm always down to the wire. Rob Revere, thank you so much for being a sport. Thank you so much for having Revere. Somebody go out there and give him a donation over there so we can keep this thing on the airwaves, keep it floating through the internet. And so what do you guys want to talk about now? I got my site, which is kind of back up, tiredofbeingalive.com. It's through a free server, which gives you 5 gigabytes, but the only thing is you can't upload any type of media file, so it's kind of pointless unless you're going to just have pictures or something on it. But I got it back up anyway, and I added a new blog, something I haven't done since I got the radio show. I've been, like, done any real typing other than in the message boards. I guess I could have blogged some of that, but, well, because I saw people talking about Hamburger Helper in more than one place, and to me that's weird. So I decided this is something that I need to write about, because I was reading something on Revere and they were talking about Hamburger Helper, then I read something on MySpace and it was about Hamburger Helper. And I can't believe that people actually eat this garbage. It has to be a joke. I mean, I don't mean to sound preachy when I always talk about eating, because I do talk about being a vegetarian and why. It just makes you more healthy. I mean, that's a fact. I used to be a 300-pound big fatty, like literally. And now, because I stopped eating MSG and because I went to a healthy diet, that's really all you need. People think that you got to go working out at the gym all the time. No, you don't. If you just ate right, then your body would just normalize and become what our bodies were meant to be. These temples, literally Temple of Yahweh. That's why the Freemasons called it that, because they knew that that's what man was. Man is the temple of Yahweh, literally. And if you treat this temple like crap, then you will not receive it. You will not receive them. And number two, if you're putting in, that's why they mainly do it, because they know that if you're putting in artificial chemicals into your body, then you're desecrating the temple. So that's why they put all this, you know, like cigarettes, for example. It doesn't have to be made with all the ammonia and all the other crap that they put into it, but they put into it so they know that you're ingesting stuff that's man-made. They put MSG in the food not only because your brain doesn't really know what it is, so it just wants more of it. It's kind of like an addictive drug, just like aspartame is. I mean, you don't drink aspartame, do you? I hope you don't. Eating MSG is the same thing. You look at the back of the packages, if it says monosodium glutamate, I would not put it into my body, and I never will again. You know, now I'm whatever. It's just seems that a lot of people don't care. A lot of people don't care what they put into their body and what they ingest, even though they know that it kills them, and they know it's bad for them, and they know, I mean, this is more than just, quote, bad for you. This is more than just bad for you. It's a neurotoxin. And people think that there's nothing you can do. Yeah, you can just look at food. You can look at what you're putting in your body. And I think that that kind of contradicts being, I know Immortal Technique says there's nothing about revolutionary about your diet or whatever, but truly it is, because you think about it in these two perspectives. Number one, who are you supporting every time you give them that money? We know that these people, these corporations are the ones who are truly the ones in charge. We live in a corporate fascist state. So that's who you're supporting, and that's who you're throwing your dollars away to. All the money that you earn being their slave, you just give right back to them. That's a really good slave you are. You're an excellent slave. You're the best type of slave. Literally. You really are. But, you know, always a slave has the opportunity, just as I said, AD says that the slaves you know, they all made a choice, and they had their own hand in being enslaved. And, you know, we all do. We all play a hand in it if you choose to be, because we can all fight back. When the time comes that they say, hey, you take a microchip, are you going to say, all right, I'll take a microchip and be a slave? No, you're probably going to say, I'd rather die. So I guess once we get to that stage, everybody has to make a point, you know, make a choice at some point. They just haven't gotten the slavery to that level for all of you out there. You're still willing to play. You're still happy to be part of it. And I mean, if these are the type of revolutionaries that we have, people who aren't going to be around for very long because of what they put into their body, then what is the point? What's the point? I mean, I'm sure they'd love if it became like Demolition Man and Taco Bell was the only corporation left. As long as they had one corporation to still worship and give their money to, they'd be more than happy. Never would they actually plant a seed so they could have their own food and not have to be a slave for someone else. Never would that happen. Or never would they barter with someone else. Instead of giving your money to corporations, you go find a local farmer who's working hard, can't even make probably because of the weather modification. You notice how it's always so right at the beginning of the year when all the farmers are having their sprouting, it's just pouring, pouring, and pouring rain. You see the floods. Are you paying attention to what's in the Northeast? My friend in New York right now was sending me pictures. He is completely flooded. He can't even leave his house. You can't get a car because the water's over the cars. I guess it's just part of what it said in Matthew 24. So it all goes in all in line, and people still, as in the days of Noah, people will be eating and drinking merrily, saying, ha ha ha, you fool, Noah. Nothing's going to happen. Ha ha ha, I can eat whatever I want. Ha 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 ha. All right. Do what you want. Let's listen to some more music, because I think I'm done for the night. Maybe I'll play you some music and some good clips to get you educated on some good stuff for your brain, whatever you want to ingest tonight. Just have like a... Never mind, I'm not going to be such a preachy. Sometimes I do preach. Sonny was funny. He said, he's preaching, let him preach. And you know, I never thought of myself as a preacher. But I guess I'm sort of preaching on this. I don't know, that's weird. That's a weird thought. Alright guys, have a good night. Stay tuned for Rob Revere at 9 o'clock. Coming up next. Live, hopefully, I'm sure he will be. He's got a great show. Call in. Participate. That's what we need. We need more participation on Revere. More of the people calling in. I hate when I hear a host say, you know, I'm waiting for a call. No, I hear people call in, but I also hear times when no one's calling in. And I think we should just have, I mean, the people out there love Revere so much, just call in all the time, and you should... You are Revere, you know. Without you, then it doesn't matter. So keep calling in and telling us what you think of the shows and all that. Listen to some music, listen to whatever I'm about to play for you. And give revereradio.net, tiredofbeingalive.com, phalon.com.
Shut up, punk! Enough of your shit, I've had it up to here. It's time I made my intentions clear. I don't give a fuck about your skinhead pride, and I can care less about the lonely side. I'm just a working class love who's tired of getting the short end of the stick. It ain't my problem if I'm not like you and I'm a sucking Uncle Sam's dick. You call that negative? Think I'm out of touch? I can't stand women, I can't stand you, but I just can't hate enough. You think my hatred has blinded me, or I can see as far as I can spend? Well, that's what you're wrong.
enough.
Oh, let me say one more thing. Friday, April 20th, in Philadelphia at the Liberty Bell, the symbol of freedom of the United States of America. This is where it all happened. Independence Hall, the Independence Declaration, the Constitution, all of that right there. Philadelphia at noon on Friday, April 20th, Saturday, April 21st. Be there at noon, okay? Because there is a peace protest, 420. To find out more, go to njweedman.com. Make sure you're there this weekend. I'll be there, and I'll see you there.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Into Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. And so Petty calls the cops, and he arrives on the scene with their red lights flashing and a hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. Before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street, unless you wanna draw the heat. Alfred Bellow had a partner and he had a rap for the cops. Him and other Dexter Bradley were just out prowling around. Two men running out who looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car with out-of-state plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, he told him he could identify the guilty man. Excuse me, I'm looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Thinking like the playboy with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running at night. Don't forget that you are white. Bradley said, I'm really not sure. A cop said, a poor boy like you can use a break. We've got
hotel job and you're talking to your friend fellow. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder on him. He ain't no gentleman yet. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay, and when it's over, just as soon go on my way up to some paradise where the trout stream's slow and the air is nice, and ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man. All of Reuben's cards were marked in advance. The trial was a pick six. He never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards for the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And for the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old Algeria agreed. Reuben Carter was falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? They both all they lied. The newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is a game. Criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Is that the story of the hurricane? But it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
Network, the worldwide home of free speech and the number one activist site on the internet, revereradio.net. Step into our world.
They get a terror storm alone because they're afraid of it. I know you have incredible activist listeners, Jack. People over there at Revere Radio. I know you have incredible activist listeners, Jack. People over there at Revere Radio. I know you have incredible activist listeners, Jack. People over there at Revere Radio. And I know you have incredible activist listeners, Jack. People over there at Revere Radio. Revere Radio.
Revere Radio. Not for fronting ass niggas.
Revere Radio is not intended for fronting ass crackers either.
Me, it thrills me. We can build a nation inside a nation right where we are. The choice is yours. I'm not a joiner. I'm not a member of the John Birch Society or the Communist Party. But let's look at what's happened to the national morals since World War II. We lost the Vietnam War. The movies and the television are filled with characters I don't even want to know. Not in this line. The farmer's in trouble. The small businessman is in trouble. Unemployment is skyrocketing. Texas is still paying for John Kennedy's death, my friends.
It was love that killed John F. Kennedy. He should have never messed with me.
Oh, no, I know nothing, Your Honor. They want me to speak on 60 Minutes. Mike Wallace wants my body. I don't tell a soul. Well, they gave me so much money. What could I do?
Thank you. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now let's look at who's been running this country since World War II. They have some involvement in all of this. What is the link? What do cars have to do with books, you might ask? The Trilateral Commission with the Council on Foreign Relations. You ever hear of them? Well, neither did I until I noticed the chain of coincidence. They have members on the boards of all the largest corporations. Not one detail has been left out. Am I right? Do you feel it?
Yes.
Do you know what Bobby Ray Inman was doing before he was running the Microelectronics and the Computer Tech Corporation? Well, guess. A CIA director. It's public knowledge. Do you run out of Kleenex, paper towels, and toilet paper at the same time? You know it's true.
It's all true.
Do you remember how Governor White campaigned to get the MCC here? Do you know what their goal is? Huh? Well, Elvis did. Artificial intelligence? Huh? Robots? Oh, they'd like that, wouldn't they? Yes, sir. Sleep. Sleep. One and one is not equal to. No, sir. No, sir. Silicon Gulch. Silicon Prairie. Silicon Hills. Silicon Valley. You better wake up. It's late. It's late. It's late. And the ABC. You've got Time Newsweek. They're the same to me. Now don't you wanna get right with me?
I said ever since.
I hope you get everything you need.
I said ever since.
Well, it's a Gulf and Western and your MasterCard. Got what you wanted, lost what you had. What I'm saying is real.
mother's grave.
And so, in closing, remember Galatians 5:14. Love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, people often ask me what that means. Seriously, can you believe it? Morons!
Death is better than living on this earth with the unbelievers among us.
He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die.
If you'd like more information on the Save Your Generation broadcast, or if you're just sick of all the lies, visit tiredofbeingalive.com. That's tiredofbeingalive.com.